News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The IRS is warning its employees about something one worker took home. Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady has more on the story.
It's not clear yet exactly when, but an IRS employee used at home a thumb drive that contained unencrypted data on 20,000 IRS workers. Sensitive information, including names, social security numbers, and addresses. The IRS commissioner saying in an email the taxpayer information was not on the thumb drive and that there was no third-party breach of any IRS systems. However, the drive was plugged in to an employee's unsecure home network, meaning potential access by third parties online. The commissioner says the information is believed to date back to 2007 or earlier, noting that since 2008, encryption is automatic for any external portable devices attached to IRS systems. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Most of the affected IRS workers were in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware offices. The commissioner said the majority are no longer with the agency, but they are being notified and offered 1 year of free identity theft monitoring just in case. Wisconsin minority Democrats vow to spend the final days of this legislative session trying to pass one thing, a hike in the minimum wage. More than two dozen Democrats from both houses announced the effort today to increase the state minimum from 7.25 up to 10.10 over 2 years. Democrats don't have the votes to pass it themselves, but they do point out that people of both political persuasions support a minimum wage increase in the polls. They said 587,000 Wisconsin employees would get bigger paychecks. Conservatives and business groups point to a study showing that 27,000 employees would lose their jobs if the minimum wage goes that high. Wisconsin State Senate today voted to let farmers sell their own eggs at farmers' markets without having to get a state food processing license. The Assembly okayed the bill last month. It's now off to Governor Scott Walker for final action. House Chair Paul Ryan kicking off 4 days of town hall meetings in his district, spouting off about cheese. The Janesville Republican spoke to about 100 people in North Prairie, where he brought up the trade talks with the European Union. The European Union wants U.S. cheesemakers not to use European names for their products anymore. Ryan says it's ridiculous that America would agree to stop cheese producers from calling their products things like Gouda, Havarti, or anything else they want. Ryan also discussing the economy and taxes during his home district sessions. Other members of Congress out as well, Ron Kind in the 3rd District in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point today. The Democratic candidate for governor says rolling back provisions that benefit private schools could save the state a lot of money. Andrew Beckett has the story.
Democrat Mary Burke says reversing the expansion of a private school voucher program and a private school tuition tax credit are among possible budget cuts she would consider if elected.
I respect people's choice in making that, but I don't think we should be subsidizing that choice. I also think that the money that went towards the statewide expansion of vouchers is money that should not be spent.
Burke notes that nearly 80% of the vouchers issued in the first year of the program went to families who already had their children in a private school. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Racine County deputies stopped a car for speeding, and they got more than just a speeder. 19 pounds of marijuana inside. Deputies arrested a Milwaukee man, and they are continuing the investigation. A police dog confirmed the presence of the drug after the car was stopped late yesterday on Interstate 94. They say the street value of the pot, about $19,000. Wisconsin's county prosecutors would have an easier time sharing information about domestic abuse cases under a bill passed in the Senate today. The Senate bill includes a statewide drug sharing system. It also requires the State Justice Department to make lists of domestic abuse victim service groups available to local law enforcement. That bill was modified to remove a requirement that officers explain their actions when they don't arrest anyone during domestic abuse calls. The bill and its changes now go to the Assembly for final action tomorrow. The measure introduced in response to a 2012 shooting incident at a Brookfield spa where the suspected longtime abuser, Radcliffe Houghton, shot and killed his estranged wife and two other women before turning the gun on himself. Senators voting 30-2 today in favor of letting cancer patients get more affordable pills for chemotherapy. Only Republicans Leah Vukmir and Paul Farrell voted no. The Senate agreed to make insurance companies cover the cost of those pills. Marshfield police identifying the teacher's aide accused of driving drunk and providing alcohol to two 16-year-olds. Police Chief Gary Jepson requesting criminal charges for third offense OWI and child neglect against 52-year-old Fran Daniel. She's accused of taking the students to McDonald's in Marshfield last Friday while intoxicated and providing them with alcohol.
Miss Daniel was quite intoxicated, and the 16-year-old students who had been taken out of school by her had also been consuming intoxicating beverages.
Jeffson says one of the students drove the car back to the high school where police were waiting. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. A winter weather advisory in effect for Marathon, Shawano, Lincoln, Taylor, Langlade, Oneida, Price, Vilas, Forest, and Florence counties. That lasts until 7 p.m. Wednesday. We'll have a wintry mix of rain, sleet, and snow overnight, with 1 to 3 inches of accumulation likely by daybreak, a low of 28. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy, maybe another inch of snow on top of that first 1 to 3 inches. Look for a few flurries in the afternoon, high of 34. Decreasing clouds Wednesday night, colder down to 18. Sunny, turning partly cloudy Thursday, high of 35. Then cloudy and another good chance of light snow Friday, high of 37. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.